People are saying that Amazon will launch an advertising tier for their streaming service, Prime Video. It's the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. Thanks, everybody, for being with us again today. In other news, get ready for a return of higher beef prices. We'll share why that's going to happen. MasterCard is making a big move that will impact billions of users. Martha Stewart says America will go down the drain unless we do what, Martha? Taco Bell is moving to a more vegan menu, one item at a time. We've got the Wall Street Report and outrage over a return to the office edict. Ready? Let's go.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent, FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome once again to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. A reminder, we're going to be on the road again, this time in Iowa City, Iowa, for EntreFest. It's a gathering of over 200 individuals who are seasoned entrepreneurs or wish to become entrepreneurs. We'll have some messages from that gathering a little bit later on next week. All right, hey, you want to follow us on Twitter? You can do that. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. People familiar with the decision say that Amazon will soon launch an advertising tier for Prime Video. That's the company's streaming service. Reuters is reporting that the Wall Street Journal says that discussions around the ad tier have been going on for several weeks and follow the launch of similar plans by rivals Netflix and Walt Disney. So, why is this happening? Well, the streaming industry has been facing a slowdown in new signups as subscribers struggling with high inflation and interest rates dial back entertainment spending and other discretionary expenses. The hot and dry weather in the Southwest has had a major impact on cattle herds and cattle futures, which is the price of cattle 1, 2, or 3 months away. MarketWatch is reporting that cattle futures have climbed their highest price on record as drought conditions in the southwestern United States devastated the animals' feeding grounds, contributing to a drop in the size of the domestic cattle herd to its smallest size in 8 years. According to the USDA Cattle Report, the U.S. cattle and calves inventory as of January 1 of this year totaled 89.3 million head, and that is down 3% from the January 1, 2022 total, and it was the smallest herd count since 2015. As the supply shrinks and if demand stays level, look for beef prices at the supermarket to climb once again. MasterCard is making a dramatic shift for its credit and debit cards that will impact billions of cards each year. What's the story? It's all about plastic. The Cooldown is reporting that MasterCard just announced that starting in 2028, it will be requiring all banks issuing its payment cards to use sustainable materials. Those payment cards will still be made of plastic, but they will be made out of recycled or biosourced plastics made from biomass materials such as vegetable oil, cornstarch, or even sawdust. First-use PVC plastics, which are notoriously difficult to recycle, will be banned. Now, this is a big deal, as around 6 billion new MasterCards are produced each year. Since the company introduced an optional program back in 2018 that began to study alternatives to PVC plastic cards, 170 million cards have been made out of recycled or biosourced materials. The rest will follow within the next 5 years. Hey, see what you learn here? In case you are wondering, Martha Stewart has some thoughts about remote working, and you might not like it. CNN is reporting that in an interview with the magazine Footwear News, The author, TV personality, and entrepreneur slammed hybrid work culture, saying that people cannot possibly get everything done working 3 days a week in the office and 2 days remotely. Stewart's comments come as more managers push for an end to the work-from-home trend that took hold more than 3 years ago at the start of the pandemic. Stewart, get this, compared the state of in-person work in the United States to France, calling France a not very thriving country. This is what she said. Quote, look at the success of France with their stupid, you know, off for August, blah, blah, blah. That's not a very thriving country. Should America go down the drain because people don't want to go back to work? End quote. Stewart told the magazine that she is on a rampage to get people in the United States back into offices. And Stewart is not the only high-profile figure strongly advocating for in-person work. The CEOs of many banks, including Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase, asked some employees to return to work 5 days a week over the past couple of years. However, no matter the pressure, employees tend to have the upper hand and find it expensive and time-consuming to commute daily to an office. And all the studies we've seen indicate that productivity at work-from-home sites is higher than in the office. Taco Bell is going vegan with one of its most recognizable menu items. CNN is reporting the chain is testing a vegan crunch wrap, marking the first time that Taco Bell has sold a fully vegan entree. Similar to a traditional crunch wrap, the vegan version uses a boldly seasoned plant-based protein created by the company and then is topped with two vegan sauces, a blanco sauce that's similar to sour cream, and a vegan nacho sauce. Then it's all wrapped in a crunchy tostada shell. However, it's not going nationwide just yet. A total of just three Taco Bell locations, one each in New York City, Hollywood, and Orlando, will sell the vegan crunch wrap beginning this month until supplies last. So why in those areas? Well, those areas were selected because they have notable vegan populations, the company said. The vegan version is priced the same as a traditional wrap, which ranges from $4.99 to $6.79, depending on the city. Although the menu item can be classified as vegan since it doesn't contain any animal ingredients, it might not appeal to strict vegans. The company warns that cross-contact might occur among the foods at the restaurant's kitchen. Wall Street ended the day mixed as the Dow gained 91 points to close at 33,665, and the Nasdaq took it into the shorts, losing 171 points to end the session at 13,104, while the S&P 500 reversed, losing 16 points to end the trade at 42.67. One of the key issues seems to be the fact that economists are predicting much slower global financial growth the rest of this year. At news time, West Texas Intermediate crude was trading up by 84 cents to just over $72.50 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with return to the office and Farmers Mutual Insurance. Employees at Farmers Group have expressed outrage after the insurer's new CEO reversed the company's remote work policies. It's the latest clash between executives and workers over in-person mandates. The Wall Street Journal reports that California-based Farmers told employees last year that most would remain remote workers, leading some staffers to move cities or even sell their cars. But CEO Raul Vargas announced last month that a majority of employees would need to be in office 3 days a week from September. It's an about-face that led to a flood of angry messages on the company's internal social media platform. Vargas told employees in-person work was needed to foster collaboration, creativity, and innovation. Perhaps, maybe, just maybe, he's been paying attention to Martha Stewart. And that's a wrap for today's edition of the Business News Headlines. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.